And with that, the robots were off, trying to fling frisbees into four goals at each end of the field. Forty-four teams from 10 states built robots that competed in the challenge. 19 of those teams were from Utah. The hard work of designing, building, and testing the robots took over 6 weeks of intensive collaboration between team members, says Shane Anderson of the Da Vinci Dragons of Ogden.
We drove down to Hunter High in Salt Lake City. All the first teams in Utah watched the video together of what the competition's going to be. The rules are released that day. You get your kit of parts. You get to start building your robot from your kit and anything else you want to add to it. And then you have 6 weeks. And then you have to put it in a plastic bag, close it up, and until the regional, you cannot open that bag.
The teams opened those bags on Thursday, and the first Robotics Utah regional competition started Friday. In each match, three robots made by three separate teams competed against another set of three robots. So teams had to learn to collaborate to increase their chance of winning. Each team competed in 10 matches during the qualifying rounds.
So far, we're doing pretty well. We learn different things about a robot every match. You learn, oh, we need to tweak this a little bit or tweak that there. And you work with three other teams, try to coordinate with each other to get as much points as possible. It's really fun.
That's Alex Terry with the Salt Flat Circuits from the Tooele School District. She says at first she wasn't really interested in joining the team.
I don't really get into that whole robot thing. I thought it was, oh, this is really nerdy, this is geeky, that's not me.
But her brother competed last year, and her father thought she should give it a try.
So I came up for a meeting, and I went with him to the kickoff, and it actually turned out to be really fun and something I became interested in, and it's a lot more than just building a robot and programming it. It teaches you many things that you just can't describe. It kind of changes you as a person.
And that's exactly the goal of the program, says Richard Anderson, the first regional director for Utah.
Makes a difference in kids' lives. I was a classroom teacher for 38 years and had a team for five, and I recognized and saw a distinct difference in the kids that went through the program.
Anderson says he's seen many students apply themselves, take harder classes, and have a direction after doing FIRST Robotics. The reason why the program is so successful, says Anderson, is because anyone can get involved. While students have to build and program the robots, they also have to find sponsors, raise money, and learn to work with a team. Terry took on the role of treasurer and did electrical work on the robot. For Shane Anderson, the technical side of building a robot came naturally. It was the other aspects of being on a team that posed more of a challenge.
I'm a programmer. I sit in the corner, I type, I do my thing on my own. And this has forced me to learn how to work with other people, and that's really also great.
He has been programming the team's robot since ninth grade. Now a senior, he is team captain this year.
Probably the most difficult thing is being a leader, but it's also something that I've learned to really love. It was something I was totally afraid of last year.
The international program, now in its 24th year, is backed by industry giants such as Micron and Microsoft. Joyce Peters from Hill Air Force Base explains why they sponsor the Utah regional event.
And the reason that we support FIRST is because it brings a pipeline of interested kids into colleges and universities. We have to hire between 150 and 200 engineers and computer scientists every year at Hill. And there's a nationwide shortage in computer engineering, electrical engineering graduates, and there's just not enough kids going into it.
According to FIRST Robotics, students that finish the program are more than twice as likely to expect to pursue a career in science than their peers, and 88% go on to college. But during the heat of competition, most participants weren't thinking about how the event might affect their careers. They just wanted their team and robot to do well, and most importantly, to have fun. Six teams advanced and will compete in the FIRST Championship at the end of April in St. Louis, Missouri. The Da Vinci Dragons and Salt Flat Circuits will try again next year. For Explore Utah Science and KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.
All right, guys, 3, 2, 1.